Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Let's Talk About It, your weekly wellness radio for Mexicali and Imperial Valley. We're brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, with my co-host, Scott Dudley.
Hi, thank you for joining us again. We are talking about adolescents. We're talking about how to help them overcome depression. We're joined by two of our colleagues, people that have come to us through the Mental Health Institute of California, Dr. Jennifer Hughes and Dr. Maggie Rhea. We are live from Africa this morning.
Oh, isn't this great?
I'm wearing a safari hat. This is a long time dream of mine.
I know.
Thank you both for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you. This is nice to be part of this.
And, well, as Ms. Scott mentioned before the break, we're going to get into the treatment. We talked about a little bit of, we had some psychoeducation on depression. But now, you know, it's the treatment. You know, there is hope, there is treatment. There's an evidence-based program called Depression Treatment Quality Improvement, DTQI, Depression Treatment Quality Improvement. And behavioral health staff were trained in this model. And are currently actually implementing this model and providing services to the youth, to the young adolescents.
And there's a couple people responsible for that, and we got them on the radio show.
Yes, we do, we do. So we have really good, we have experts on the house, in the house.
Wow, that sounds, I'm impressed with myself. Thank you, I like that.
You know, we usually have our clinicians come on the air and talk about DTQI, Depression Treatment Quality Improvement, but he said, you know what, let's have the people who actually developed this. So we called them up, and here they are. Straight from the horse's mouth, right?
Yes, there you go.
There we go. Yeah, and it's a hard, in retrospect, we probably should have thought an easier name, a quicker name than Depression Treatment Quality Improvement Intervention. But what it is basically is, and why it's sort of wordy, is that we look at depression, sort of the bigger picture of depression. And what I mean about that is we have a core therapy piece, which we're going to talk about and focus on, which is the core sort of treatment. But we also keep the bigger picture of the teen and the family in mind when we do the treatment. So what we, and it's kind of the things we were talking about earlier in the call today. So, you know, we look at, we provide the therapy for the teen and hope that that helps with the depression. But we also keep in mind, maybe this is a teen that needs medication. Or, as Scott brought up, maybe this teen is depression is really not improving because they're using drugs. So we've got to think about drug treatment. Maybe, you know, despite our efforts with depression treatment, the family situation is so difficult and stressful, and there's some other stuff going on. We really need to work on some family and psychosocial issues if we're going to help this teen in terms of depression. So that's why it's called sort of this bigger depression treatment quality sort of improvement intervention, because in addition to the main core therapy piece, the treatment piece, we really keep the bigger picture in mind. Jenny, do you want to describe the CBT piece, the therapy piece?
Yeah, I mean, the model around which we center everything is something called the spiral of depression or the spiral of stress. And really, it's based out of cognitive behavior therapy. And that's the idea that thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are very interrelated. So, for example, let's say a teen comes home and they just found out they got a really bad grade on their math test. So they might be feeling disappointed, sad, frustrated, nervous that they're going to get in trouble for this grade. And so you could see how those thoughts could follow, such as, I can't believe I failed again. This is never going to get better. Mom and Dad might be mad at me. Those kinds of things. And so then their behavior may be that they withdraw to their room and hope that they don't have to talk about it or get frustrated and, you know, are kind of extra, maybe mean to little brother that day. And so you can see how then that would make them feel worse, and you could get into this spiral.
Mm-hmm.
The good thing about thoughts, feelings, and behaviors being related is that it means you can actually change.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.